Hi, this is Dave Pryor with Project Potion, and I've got Brian Raybon on the call right now. Brian is somebody who's got a lot of experience in project management as well as Agile, and he's got his own company as well. So, I mean, Brian, maybe it'd be better for you to kind of introduce yourself since you are pretty multifaceted. Maybe you could tell everybody a little bit about Brain Trust and all the work that you do.
Sure. Thank you, Dave. So I'm Brian Raybon. I'm president of a company called the Brain Trust Consulting Group, which is a firm I founded about a year and a half ago based on my passion, kind of aligned at one point in terms of project management and helping companies to do software projects better. So I came up through the ranks as a developer and really gained an appreciation for how a good project management process can actually help the development effort. So I pretty quickly moved up the ranks to a technical team lead, where I led a team for about 4 years. And then after that, I became a director of a project management office. And throughout that experience, I really focused on the leadership aspect of, you know, how can I help this team? How can I influence this team and help them to create better software at the same time while we're focused on, you know, achieving business value for our customers as well as helping the organization.
So you kind of already had that servant leadership mindset built in before you moved on to other ways of doing things.
Yeah, well, one thing, I always knew I wanted to be a manager. I just didn't know when it was going to be. And I actually had a manager who saw some leadership talent in me and decided to promote me before I really even expected that. And one thing I always wanted to be was the best manager that I could, or maybe the manager that I never had would be a better way to put it. And so it was something I really studied, really had a passion for, and really wanted to develop myself as a leader, because I really felt like my job in that position of a manager to a development team was really to help promote them and grow them and to help them succeed.
Okay, cool. And so what led you down the path towards Agile? From PMO, you know, to managing to Agile. How did you go down that road?
Sure. Well, of course, had the solid project management background, and I actually even teach PMP exam prep classes today. But to me, the whole project management process really, I guess, kind of left a void for software development. And so right after I became a team lead, one thing I started investigating a lot of was software engineering. And how can we use, you know, the knowledge that's been gained in that field to help create better software? So some of my initial research actually had me stumble upon extreme programming. And that was my first experience with an Agile process. And through that, just realized that, you know, this had a lot of familiarity with how I like to develop software in the first place. I'd always gravitated towards iterative incremental development, doing a little bit, you know, maybe even developing a prototype to start with and then showing it to the customer, getting their feedback, and then responding to change. And it was just really eye-opening to see that somebody had been there, done that, and really created a name and a package for something that, you know, something I'd been doing before, and just made it a little bit more concrete, more real.
Okay, so did you go through that whole transition period with the kind of the struggle of going from traditional project management to a more agile kind of approach, or pretty seamless for you? Which would you say?
You know, I don't really see it as that much of a struggle for me personally. I guess because I was a developer, I could relate to it a little bit more. I mean, it just really, really resonated. The concepts, you know, really resonated. I mean, I guess there was a little bit of a struggle in terms of, you know, dealing with the external forces, like, you know, the executives, the stakeholders, and, you know, how they're trying to force a plan-driven approach on you. And you're kind of pushing back with the agile approach. So that was probably the biggest struggle that I had.
Okay, and so now you're able to balance the two. I mean, you don't seem to be suffering in any way from being able to do PMP and agile at the same time.
No, I mean, to me, fundamentally, I like to have a lot of tools in my toolbox, and I really like to kind of use lightweight processes that are going to add business value. So. I had the experience last year. I saw Perot's project plan document. It was an 80-page template before you even filled it out, and I was just totally disgusted. I was like, you know, how in the world is this going to add business value? You know, it makes sense because they're paid by the hour, but, you know, for the organization, that doesn't make sense. So when I do traditional project management, I always look for, you know, what's the lightweight approach? You know, always stopping to ask that question, what is the business value of, you know, whether it be the communications plan, risk management plan, scope management plan, so on.
Okay. Do you think it's a fairly common or, I guess, increasing thing to see more project managers who have the ability to kind of live in both worlds at the same time without that much of a struggle? Or would you say that's increasing?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at my local market, I'm here in Birmingham, Alabama, and one thing that I've noticed is that the project managers who are standing out now are the ones who not only do they have their PMP, but they're also going after CSM. So the ones who can put a foot in both ponds are really the ones that are standing out. You know, before you could differentiate yourself as a PMP, and today it's like you're either PMP or you're not even going to get looked at. So the one thing I have been seeing are the PMs who are trying to learn how to wear both hats, and I think they're becoming more valuable to the companies here in the area.
How do you think they're doing with it? Do you think that they're pretty successful or still trying to figure it out?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And I think the answer varies. It depends on the individual. If you've been a traditional project manager for a long time and that command and control mentality is just ingrained in you. I mean, I can think of one individual, I won't name him, but his team decided to do Agile, and he had no choice but to either, you know, move into the role of Scrum Master or move off the team. And he was just completely freaked. He didn't know how to survive in that world. And we ended up having some really long, detailed conversations while I was trying to explain to him what was going on. But I think in the end, you know, he's just going to have to leave that team because it's still not gelling for him. At the same time, though, some of the younger project managers who haven't been in that mindset too long, I don't think they're having any trouble adopting at all.
Okay. I mean, I know for me, it took me about 8 years. So.
Oh, wow.
I always feel a lot of sympathy for the people who are struggling. So, and you're also in the process of trying to go through the steps to become a certified Scrum trainer. I wonder if you could say a word or two about that, because I know the process has kind of been changing a bit, and you've also taught with some really very important people, I would say, within the, you know, the Agile and Scrum space. Can you talk a little bit about how it's going for you?
Sure, yeah. So the CSD process, I think I really made the commitment about a year or so ago to pursue the CST. And it's definitely not a very quick and easy process, but I am very excited that the Scrum Alliance has come up with a process. So when I first decided to do it, I couldn't even apply because the process was under review, and it wasn't until sometime this year that the actual new process was unveiled. So that to me is a great step forward that we actually have a process now. Early on, one of the big challenges was that I knew I needed to do a lot of co-trainings. And being from Birmingham, we don't even have a CST in the state, and there's just a handful of them in the South. So I had really great networking skills locally, and I figured, okay, now I've got to be able to apply these on a global scale, not even a national scale. So what I did was I attended a couple of the Scrum gatherings, which was a great opportunity to get to meet some of the trainers. And it actually really culminated back in March with the Orlando Scrum Gathering, when I actually had an opportunity during an open space session to host a topic. And I chose, I want to be a CST and I need help. And that call, I think, really resonated not only with a lot of other people struggling who wanted to become a CST, but also with the trainer community, and Tom Miller and Jesse Fuel and Lisa Atkins and a bunch of other trainers joined me in that discussion, and basically walked out of that gathering with a good introduction to Lisa Atkins, who we recently co-trained together. Tom Miller from the Scrum Alliance really surprised me and said, He actually said to me, how can the Scrum Alliance help you, Brian? And we decided the best way would be for him to come to Birmingham and co-train a class with me. And
oh, that's great.
So it's really amazing. The trainers have been just phenomenal, and I've just really learned a lot from them.
Yeah, it's one of the things that's really interesting to me about the Scrum community is the way that the trainers work together that way. Because, I mean, I taught PMP for years. I never saw anybody do that. But you learn so much from getting to work with other people and just seeing how they go through the information. I think it's really great. And it's, I don't know, a nice testament that those people are so open and willing to help you too.
Oh, absolutely. It is surprising. And honestly, my first impression of the CST community was that they were a bunch of untouchable rock stars, is what I used to call them. You know, they're the gurus who write the books. And, you know, they just welcome me with open arms. It's just been absolutely amazing.
Cool. All right. So any idea when, you know, what's next in the, or how long the road is for you down there? Or is that just kind of an open-ended thing?
Well, it's one of those where I'm afraid to put even a guess on it. You know, right now I'm doing my best to fulfill the requirements as I know, which right now it's basically identifying 5 CSTs to endorse me, and then also to create an application and basically create a case for why I should become a trainer. And I'm really just right now focused on helping my clients implement Agile as best I can, and at the same time trying to move forward piece by piece with the application process.
Cool. All right. So one final question. Any advice for project managers who are trying to learn more about Agile or kind of make that migration?
Oh, absolutely. There's just so many great resources out there now. I mean, you know, the internet has obviously revolutionized the whole world, but you know, there's a wealth of information. I think they're online. You know, it's a great spot to start, but you know, really, I think getting into a class like either an intro Agile project management class or even a certified Scrum Master class is just a great way to kind of jump in the deep end of the pool and really get some quick and dirty experience with it. You know, the misnomer with that is that you walk out and you're called a certified Scrum Master, which certainly it's not the end of the journey, it's just the beginning. Get a little analogy there. I'm a third degree black belt in Taekwondo, and when I reached the level of black belt after 5 years, I realized that was just the beginning of my journey and not the end. So you kind of have to have that mindset going into it.
Cool. All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome.
Good luck with the process.
Thanks.